Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And this is his, I don't got one for this one, what not to tell your son wife Rosie. Yeah, I didn't know how to do this one because it ain't about me. For the first time ever, it's not about me.
Yes, that is rare, but finally. Yeah. Raising kids is hard and it's difficult. And I think it's getting more and more difficult as time has gone by.
I mean, this is what the power of us is. Yeah. It's not two experts. We're not psychologists. Yeah. We're two people that have had a family for 10 years, blended, yeah. Young, yeah. Family. And we just want to do life with you.
Yeah.
So in this case, I was thinking about Eli. Mm-hmm. Like, he was having a really hard morning today. Mm. Abel and I, we alternate. So yeah. Sometimes he takes the kids or I take the kids, but I always drop them off. Well, let's say most of the time, and he picks him up from school.
Yeah.
And he was just from moment one, uh-huh. He was just having a bad day. So, yeah. and I can tell when those days come. And Eli is at a very normal stage, and I say that with emphasis, where he's just having outbursts yeah. and crying and screaming. He's yeah. five, and he just started kindergarten, so there may be some like elevated stress there. Mm. He doesn't love school. He doesn't hate it. But I think of all these things because yeah. we have to when raising our kids. Mm-hmm. And what I wanted to talk with you about was what not to tell our son so that he doesn't grow up to be a man that doesn't know how to handle his emotion.
Right.
Because what I wanted to tell him, and this is our secret space, okay? This is our space, right? Uh-huh. Was, boy, be quiet. I don't want to hear it. Because yeah. I didn't want to hear it. Mm. And what I know that happens in other families, and maybe in mine, because uh-huh. I'm assuming it was mine, I saw it, was go to your room and cry.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to tell girls that too. In fact, I made that mistake with Case. Mm. I don't want to hear you cry. Like, so go, and then when you feel better, come back.
Yeah.
That without knowing, you're teaching them how to handle their emotion.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is, when I feel like crying, when I feel angry, anything bad,
yeah.
and I'm making air quotes on the video, anything that you as a parent construe as a bad emotion, they're going to go handle it by themselves mm-hmm. and come back, mm-hmm. which isn't always bad.
Yeah.
But if that's the only way yeah. a man knows how to handle his emotion, he's going to have difficulty in his marriage. Mm. So today I want to come up with like rules or I don't know, ways of what not to tell our son yeah. when he's having a bad moment. Right.
So the notion that we grew up with, which is vaya a su cuarto, when they start crying,
they told you that stuff?
Or get out of yeah. here, or stop your crying, or man
para
up.
Para mí siempre era, ay, no llores. Hey. No matter what I was crying about, where I'm like, not even about this, this is valid.
Yeah.
Like, aren't there some things we could cry about, was what I grew up thinking. Yeah.
So it teaches us not to handle our emotions, or better yet, not to process our emotions. I think that there is a certain amount of, for a man.
Okay.
I think that there is a certain amount of feelings that we suppress
mm.
that are good. Because if we did what we feel
mm. no,
all the time,
true.
It would stop us from being disciplined. It would stop us from...
I agree with you. But is the word suppress the right word? Should any feeling be suppressed or should we process it alone? Is that what you mean? Because anything that you suppress is bound to come out eventually, you know?
Possibly in different forms. I mean, it's hard to correlate the things together, but like... For instance, if I was a little kid and there was a kid down the street that didn't want to play with me,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden that I'm gonna sit on that for days and let it right. affect me. Meanwhile, there's my best friend who has always wanted to play with me, but he's not the cool new kid, mm-hmm. and now I don't want to play because that other boy didn't mm-hmm. want to play with me. Then I just lost an opportunity right. to play with my best friend who has always been there for me, who's always there, but he's not as cool or as rich as a cool kid.
So what is the healthy thing? Because that's a totally valid thing that I think even as an adult, it can hurt. Like when someone rejects you, sin querer, you accidentally reject other people.
Mm-hmm.
So what could we teach Eli in that case? Which is bound to happen to everyone, right?
I think that there is a certain amount of you have to
let it
not
go.
Care. Yes, let it go.
So what and would you
I
tell
think,
him?
I think that's the issue of... And I think I've done a great we've done a great job, or at least they were born with it, of like these kids, when they get hurt, they don't just start crying and wailing and stuff like that. They process whatever pain it is, and they sit there for 2 minutes, and then they'll get up, and then they'll start playing again. Yeah. And I think that that's good, because there are kids that have been, that when my kid falls, I don't run and go and help him and look at his knee and all that stuff. No, I wait to see what he's going to do, how he reacts. Mm-hmm. I look at him, I tell him, good job catching yourself, whatever. Yeah. Let's say they fall off of their hoverboard or something like that. Mm-hmm. They caught themselves in their hands. Their palms are scraped up, but mm-hmm. not their face. Good job. It could have been worse. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. And I think that there is that of there has to be a certain amount of it doesn't bother me.
I think in that sense, you're showing them by the example you just did of both the kid rejecting them and them falling off the hoverboard. Those are two very valid emotions. And first of all, you let them know the feelings are valid. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, yeah, that sucks. That happens sometimes, Pa. But don't take it personally. He's probably having a bad day. That kid wants to play with you, though. That just showed him your feeling is valid. Mm-hmm. You're probably a little embarrassed or hurt. But then you give him the advice, hey, it's not personal.
I think our issue is that we don't want to take on that parenting role at that moment.
It could be sending inconvenient. Them,
mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily wrong to... The thought of... you're crying too much for what's going on isn't necessarily wrong, because sometimes let's say Sammy ate Eli's last grape, mm-hmm. and he really wanted that the cookie or whatever, right? And if for him to start wailing as if it, you know, mm-hmm. that it's not valid, it's not worth it. You get me?
But if you don't validate anything, like if you completely tell him, don't be dumb, that's nothing. I don't think that's healthy. When you tell your kid that's nothing, you're confusing him about his feelings.
So what I'm saying, saying that is not parenting.
Right.
So I think that that's our issue. Okay. So I think we need to teach our kids how to process emotion. Yeah. And I don't necessarily think that I know that I wasn't taught the right way to process emotion,
you know,
because I'm the opposite.
It?
What?
The guy with the neighbor. God, I miss him.
The guy with the neighbor.
Will you be my neighbor?
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. And I didn't even know.
Yeah.
He was teaching us to process our emotion in healthy ways.
Yeah.
Because we weren't taught at home. I wasn't. And maybe you weren't either. Is it a Hispanic thing, guys? Maybe not. I don't know. I can only speak from my experience. But you're right. It takes time to parent. Yeah. And sometimes we don't have that. Say we're at a baseball game. Say we're at his soccer practice, or we're about to drop him off at school. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, they start wailing about, my sister touched me. You do want to say, that's nothing, but you shouldn't. Bite your tongue real quick. Even if it's a little emotion, you should let him know, you know what? Yeah. Okay. So you didn't want your sister to touch you. I get it. Sometimes I hate being touched too. That sentence could really help. Like, okay, mommy kind of understands, but is it really worth us having this whole argument for 10 minutes? We just lost 10 minutes of our life.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, then how do I do it? The reason I'm telling you is because when Eli was screaming today, it was on the way to school. He had just had a bad morning. And he gets to choose a song. Mm-hmm. They each do. Today was Eli's day, and he chose Bad Bunny, Mi Tia, Mi Titi Me Pregunto, or something like that, which is a pretty good song. But mid-song, him and Sam got into some issue, and so he didn't want to hear the song anymore. Uh-huh. Valid. I'm cool. I could skip it. But he was screaming at me, like, I don't want that song anymore. And I said, ooh, don't talk to me like that. I get you're mad at Sammy, but don't talk to me like that. Say please. Please. And I'm like, chill. I'm literally like trying to stay real calm because I'm already irritated. Uh-huh. Bro, calm down and tell me in a cool way.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I get you. I can teach you. And that's what I was thinking of. He really doesn't know how. He's five. Yeah. He doesn't know how to calm himself down. Yeah. And we assume that they know, but they don't.
Yeah.
We literally have to teach them how to calm down. Mm. Like, and for me at that moment, I'm like, oh my God, how do I calm myself down? I breathe. Because I was thinking of, I could have told him to count to 10. Yeah. That would have helped. I didn't think of that at that moment. I told him, like, breathe in and out, Pa. Like, breathe deeply. It didn't work. Mm. He was still screaming. I think sometimes he doesn't even know he's screaming. Mm. So me screaming at him doesn't make it better.
Right.
I have to keep my voice at a calm voice. Mm. Of just like, okay, man, you're still screaming. I don't know if you can tell, but your voice is so much more elevated. Mm-hmm. So I can't understand you. So I said, look, I'm going to leave the song on till you're ready. And when you're ready, ask me. Okay. I rushed it too fast. He calmed down. He wasn't screaming anymore. So I was like, okay, good. I heard that you're supposed to tell a kid, thank you for being patient. Thank you for, you know, being quiet. So I told him, I was like, hey, Eli, thank you for not screaming anymore. Would you like me to change the song? He screams again. I wasn't ready yet. Valid. Okay, I moved too fast. Let me know when you're ready. Okay. This was a whole conversation we had until finally he was just like, change the song. And he wasn't screaming anymore. So I took it as like a win. Thank you for not screaming, Eli. Can you say please? Yeah. Please change the song, Mom. Y ya la cambié. But it took us literally, I had to play the song again. It took us that long. And it got me to that. I took the time to parent. I had the time. I was driving and I didn't want to be 100% honest. Yeah. I didn't want to deal with that this morning. But he's my kid. And if I don't do it, who's going to do it, right? I can't expect teacher to do it. I can't expect pastor at school to do it. That's not fair. Yes, it takes a village, but we're the prime ones that have to teach our kid to handle emotion.
Okay. Yeah. I have a question for you. Yeah. All right. It's a really important question because there's probably people hearing this and thinking, oh, I would have done this. I would have done that. Mm-hmm. So I want to hear your take. All right. We're going to get to it right after the break.
Okay.
All right, guys, welcome back from the break. Okay, so there's probably a person listening right now, for sure.
That can do it better? I'm 100% sure.
It's not even that they can do it better. Of like, I wouldn't let my kid talk to me like that. I would have smacked him. All right? At what point do you feel that all this screaming and stuff, because kids nowadays start screaming at everybody. I hear...
Yeah, we're not having that tampoco.
Okay, so at what point is it... Okay, now these emotion things are going out of these emotional things that you're going through has no longer been.
Estás pasando.
Yeah, it's no longer about this cookie. Now you're starting to take it out on everybody, and I'm not gonna let you grow out to be this person that does this kind of stuff. So at a certain point, I think that there should be.
I mean, discipline. The whole smacking thing. If you're hitting, I'm one of the parents that thinks that the rod comforts the kid, that, you know, which is basically, I get that from the Bible, is the rod was what they used to use the sheep with to move them in the right way.
Yeah.
The rod wasn't like, pow, I'm going to smack you. It was a tap.
Yeah.
So to me, if I'm angry, I know it's the moment to not hit my kid because it's going to come out angry. Uh-huh. So if I'm angry, I have to keep myself calm.
Yeah.
I think spanking, you know, I don't know, gentle spanking sounds like an oxymoron, but obviously angry spanking is something you should never do. But there are times I think, specifically, I believe till the age of 8 or 9, that you could spank your kid.
Yeah.
But there does have to be a solid consistency, whatever you choose, so that your kid doesn't become that one that's just telling everyone off. And I mean, that was me and my kid.
Yeah.
If he would have talked to my mom like that, which he has, I'm like, hey, calmado. I get on him like, now you better stop that now.
Yeah.
Cause that's my mama you're disrespecting.
Yeah.
And so I can have that conversation with him because I'm teaching him. But if he's doing it to a teacher, if he's doing it even to you sometimes, I'll be like, hey, don't talk to your dad like that. And my voice gets much more firm because that's a different type of teaching moment. Get me? Of like, I'm teaching you to respect your elders. No matter what emotion you're having, right now is not teaching you how to handle your emotion. It's more teaching you to respect your elders and the other one is secondary. Did I make sense?
Yeah. No, I get you.
What do you think? What would you do? Like,
so I've done both. I've hit them angrily and I've hit them just by analyzing the situation, not letting them get to me, not letting them frustrate me or annoy me or anything like that.
I used to, a teacher at Bible school once taught us that. Like if he would spank them with like anything, I personally don't like using objects.
Yeah.
Back then, he was a very much older man. But he said that he would hang. They used to spank him with like a ruler or something. Uh-huh. Like I said, I don't agree to specifically the ruler. To me, it's just, it hurts my heart. But he said that by the time he walked to the wall to get the ruler, he would be able to evaluate if he was angry. Get me? It took the parent that time to walk and go get the ruler and then walk and come back. So he would be able to either calm himself down or know like, oh, I'm really upset right now. I should chill.
Yeah.
So do that in some way, because I've made that mistake too. I've hit my kid with anger and I pray it doesn't come out like that, or they know that I love them and that I didn't spank them too hard. But I do that now. Like whatever it is mentally of you walking to a wall and then walking back and figuring out, am I doing this with anger or am I doing this with discipline and love? Mm-hmm. But no, I'm saying in that situation where you're like your son is freaking out and yelling at a teacher, which our son has never done, what would it be? His grandma.
Yeah. So I think I've seen our kids specifically, I've seen them act out only in front of people that they are comfortable with and that they know love them. So I don't, I'm never,
como que se pueden pasar.
Yeah. I don't think I would never see them the way that they act with each, because honestly, our kids only get in trouble when they're interacting with each other.
Yeah. They're mean, they're extra mean to each other. Yeah, very so nice to everyone
when
else.
When they're alone, they're both fine.
Yeah.
They're like, the worst thing that can happen is that when they're alone, they want food and then they say they're bored.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the worst thing. Like I'm talking about like, they're just constantly coming up to me and asking me questions.
Yeah.
But like that they're doing travesuras, that they're breaking stuff when they're alone. No, they don't even break stuff. No, they're just mean to each other.
They fight. Mm-hmm. And which I think is kind of normal to an extent.
I don't think it's not normal, but I do think that they do it so much that they've gotten in trouble with it that sometimes I don't feel that they're working on it. Mm. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
On trying to get along.
So how do you... okay. So we started off this podcast with what not to tell your kid. So what not to tell specifically your son so that he can process his emotions. So what we don't tell them, it'll be this part. And then we'll finish with how not to let them pasarse. Yeah. Because they, you know... Okay. So one, what not to tell your kid... that his feelings aren't valid.
Right.
Go to your room and do it yourself.
See, those are easy ways out of not wanting to take the time and parent.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and then he'll grow up avoiding his feelings.
And I get it. You're tired from work. I get it. You're
tired from just dealing with the same thing.
Yeah, you have a lot of stuff on your plate at the moment, but it's these moments right here that really define and mold their character. And with the time that you take now, you're avoiding doing this when they are older as well. But yes, so those aren't even, you're just not wanting to parent at that moment, which is why you're doing that kind of stuff.
Also stuff like, oh, get over it already. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't say that to your kid. Teach him how to get over it. Yeah. Could he? Yes. Teach him how to get over it. That wouldn't scare me. Like say he's scared.
Yeah.
Valid emotion. Why are you scared? That's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, again, you're not validating, you know, that for him, it could be a valid fear. Yeah. But if you make yourself like, that never scares me, it probably doesn't. Spiders probably never scared you. But you making yourself bigger and better only makes him feel smaller, I think.
Or less.
Yeah. So with whatever emotion he's having, don't put yourself in it. Like it's the silliest thing because you've never done it.
Yeah.
He admires you so much and that's a great thing. And he wants to be like you.
Yeah.
So when he feels he's not, he already feels like a loser. But you're 30 and he's 5.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe come down and, hey, you know, when I was 5, I remember there was a big spider too. I got really scared.
Yeah.
But then I just smashed it. You know, like let's practice smashing it. What are other things?
All those things that are done and not taking the time to really parent, all we're trying to do is trying to help our kid have thick skin, which is a great, a great, great quality to have because life is very, very hard.
Yes.
And life is going to kick you down and put you down and put obstacles in your way and make things harder and all this stuff. And so nowadays kids want things to happen kind of very, very easily. And sometimes it does. And a lot of the times it doesn't. and they only focus on the awesome YouTuber who now has a mansion and and a lot of people watch them and stuff like that, but they didn't see how that YouTuber went through all the bad things in their life, and there's a bunch of no's and this, this, and that, and they think, oh, that YouTuber just has an amazing life or something like that. But that you have to develop these this thick skin, you know, to be able to live life. And that's not a bad thing, but it just takes a lot of work. So really, really think about it. Like, think about, as a parent, think of your actions and how you help them handle those emotions that they go through. And ask yourself, do I think that that helped them to develop thicker skin? Or is me doing that just me trying not to take the time to parent them? So I think that that'll really develop them.
And you can do both at the same time. You can teach your kid to process his emotions while still having thick skin.
I think teaching them to process their emotion instead of just saying, go to your room and cry, that's not going to help them develop thick skin. You helping them process their emotions is what's going to help them develop their thick skin. Because you telling them to process their emotion isn't like, oh, you're going to do this so that next time you necessarily do it again. It's like, you're going to do this so that next time it doesn't affect you the same way. It's us trying to help our kid not be bothered that their sister ate the last cookie next time. Okay. That's what we got to take the time to teach them, is we got to help them how to not be hurt, not to feel this, not to feel that. It's not to feel. It's how not to allow their feelings
to control to affect you. Them. Yeah, yes. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. And so,
you I know think what? That's and that's something we're still learning now. Okay. We have
As to, you're, I don't think you're ever going to stop learning that.
Yeah. Cause I mean, that has to be one of the toughest things, and maybe that's why God gave them to us. Yeah. Emotions aren't good or bad. Just don't let them control you.
Yeah.
And I'm still learning how to do that. So let's not, don't be demeaning to your kid and be like, psh, that's so easy to do. It's not. It's not easy to do. Understand them that it may take them years, that we're going to be talking about this when they're 15, when they're 20, when they're 30. Hopefully they're doing it by themselves at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, that I love how you said that, teaching them to have a thick skin by processing their emotions. Because we've been taught the opposite. No llores. Los hombres no lloran.
Yeah.
Men don't cry. You didn't make your kid, you know, tough or thick skinned. You just made him cry by himself or not at all and not know how to process it. Yeah. And now the man doesn't know how to talk.
Right.
Or he gets in fights with everyone. So obviously model it. Whatever we want our kids to learn, we have to model it. Yeah. Like, he has to see me like breathing in and breathing out. Like, oh, okay, I'm trying to get calm. And that, and tell him, hey, that works for me. I don't know if it'll work for you. You could try it. Yeah. Tell me what works for you. Like drawing or running. I don't know. Running helps me when I'm really mad. I'll sit there and I'll run. But that might not work for Sammy. Yeah. She might need, I don't know, playing with her duck. I don't know.
Yeah.
But just having those options of like, when you're really mad, what can you do?
Yeah.
And obviously processing it. Yeah. Pero what can we do para que no se pasen? Because sometimes there is that moment to be firm. And for me, one of the answers is be consistent. Whatever teaching method you choose, they're your kids. So whether it's spanking, whether it's timeout, taking away marbles, taking away electronics, you choose what it is good for you and your kids. Be consistent. It's the inconsistency that helps kids think, I can get away with it this one time.
Yeah.
It might be 1 out of 10, but I'm gonna try.
Yeah.
And that's when he's gonna yell at his grandma. That's when he's, you know?
Yeah.
So if you are consistent, which can be in the most random places, it can be church and at the restaurant, like, because they're gonna test you. Oh, I'm gonna see if I could throw a fit here at the supermarket.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just check. You have to be consistent, whatever it is. Hey, I'm taking away your electronic right here.
Yeah.
Even though the rest of the shopping trip is going to be a pain in the butt, I'm going to take it away right here and we're just going to talk.
Yeah.
But be consistent.
That's good. I agree. I also think that telling them what's going to happen and doing it, I feel like I make more of an impact in my kids' life when I'm not angry and I do something to them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, because they see you're not controlled by your emotion.
Yeah, so I see them and I see that Sam and Eli are fighting and I just look at them and I walk up to them and like, just, I'm not upset, I'm not screaming at them. I just go and I spank them really, really hard. This is like after all day
of them just kind of they've had warnings and
And it just, there's no like talking to them or helping anyone. It's just straight to it. And I looked them both in the eye and says, we have to figure this out. If not, you're going to continuously get spanked. You're going to continuously lose marbles. And for us, marbles are like their a reward system, like stars. And at the end of the week, they get a certain amount of stars and they can get a prize or whatnot. And it just do it. It's just very matter of factly. It's no longer about emotions that they cause in me, frustrations that they cause in me. It's more like, this is what happens when you do this.
I think that's it. I think it's when this happens. Yeah. And that's what, when you're talking about a kid's future, don't say if you act good, if you act bad, this is going to happen. The word to say is when.
Yeah.
When you clean your room, you'll get that toy.
Right.
When you apologize, you know?
Yeah.
It don't say if. That leaves it too out in the open. When? And then you're sure about it. And that's just like, it's like teaching them there are consequences to your actions, man. It's not even about you irritating me or, you know, having a bad dinner time. It's... That's a reaction that happens and we're going to deal with it. But I think that does work also. Because yes, you can and you should. It is your responsibility to teach your kids how to process their emotions. That's why it's your responsibility to learn how to process your emotions.
Yeah.
And to take that parenting step and be consistent. Yeah. Whatever you choose, be consistent. And that'll help your kid.
Yes. Take the time now. And it can really help them as they're adults. Really, really analyze yourself and look at yourself and see where your parents possibly didn't. Because back then when we were kids, this whole emotional stuff wasn't about that. It was just about you just be quiet and you keep going and you continue living life and this and that. And to a certain degree, that is good. But to a lot of degrees, it's really jacked us up, especially as men.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really weird. But we have to find that balance between... masculinity and toughness, but also still having empathy and being able to process feelings and stuff like that. Sometimes doing what you feel isn't necessarily the right thing to do.
Right, for anyone.
But being heartless is also bad.
Yeah, being numb.
Yeah.
Because the opposite of like processing your emotions isn't anger. That's an emotion.
Yeah.
It's being numb.
Yeah.
And that can be dangerous too. Okay, we're grown. And if you see your husband or your wife hiding every time they're sad, you know, exploding every time they're mad, not crying at a funeral, like invalid times, maybe they weren't taught how to process emotion and help them through it too, if you happen to know how.
Yeah.
And probably know that they were probably that young kid that was sent to his room every single time he had a valid fear or a valid tear. Yeah. So you may still be learning it now, your husband too. So have some mercy on him or her. And let's do this together. I mean, if you guys have any comments, please leave it on our Instagram, our Facebook, our YouTube. This, you know, now we're airing these for all our audio listeners. We're also airing these on my Facebook and my YouTube. We're not experts, okay? Our kids are 19, 10, and 5. We have a lot to learn.
Yeah.
So give us some tips and let us know what you have done to be able to teach your son how to process emotions. Obviously, daughters too.
Yeah.
Okay. But daughters for me is easier to teach rather than boys. So I'm still learning. So if you have any comments you can give me, go ahead and put that in the comments. And thank you for being a part of the Power of Us, because it's all of us together. Yeah. God and this whole community just doing life together.
Yes. This is the Power of Us. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.